It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James from CattleCon 24 in Orlando. And look who we ran into. It's Casey Cook, who's a relationship manager with Capital Farm Credit in Canyon, right?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we're a little ways away from home, but first off, for those who don't know about Capital Farm Credit, what do we need to know?
So, Tony, we're a member-owned organization. We are made up of somewhere around 28,000 members that are our borrowers. So we're part of the Farm Credit System that provides credit nationwide to farmers, ranchers, and all producers of any type of an agricultural product.
Now, CattleCon 24, I guess one of the questions is, what are we out here for? What's the purpose here? Why do you come to events like this?
Tony, we come here for a couple reasons. We want to reconnect with producers, make sure that we're seeing producers of all walks, from the cow-calf guy all the way to the feed yard to the packer. We also come here as part of a collaboration. We work with other farm credits nationwide to bring the unified farm credit presence to CattleCon. And we've done that for several years, and we feel like that brings great benefit to the system, and it brings great benefit to our members. And then we love hearing the updates. What's new and innovative that's happening here that we're not hearing about in our hometown? What's going on? What is CattleFax talking about? Who's the inspirational speaker? Who's the opening general session person that's going to bring us a motivational message? We come for the full experience. We come for the Cattle Feeders Hall of Fame dinner to honor those guys that are getting the honor, both the service industry people and the Hall of Fame winners. We want to make sure we honor those people as well. So we come for the full experience.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Cattle Feeders Hall of Fame, because that Texas Panhandle area is really home to the largest fed cattle region in the U.S. How important economically, when you look at that overall, how important economically is that to the region?
Tony, it's a major driver. My apologies, I can't give you an exact quote, but it's in the billions of dollars of what that means to that region. If you look back years ago, it's a cattle industry that really founded the Texas Panhandle, and then other industries have evolved from that. It's so important to us, from the cow-calf to the stalker to the wheat pasture cattle to the feed yards, and then all the sub-industries created from that, the grain trade, the vet medicine industry, the transportation industry. There's so many ripples to that industry, and it is a great blessing to have that right in the heart of the Texas Panhandle and be involved in that industry.
Okay. You also talked about the opportunity to learn and get a feel for what's happening with maybe other producers and other regions, and just pick up even information from CattleFax. So as we look back to our operations at home, and again, whether we're talking about a livestock operation or row crop operation, what are some things that you've gleaned from here that we might want to keep in mind for 2024?
So there's a couple things. This morning, CattleFax talked about we're still in very tight supplies. We're still in some of the shortest cow-calf numbers we've been in probably over 20 to 30 years. So the producer needs to be mindful of that. The margins are in their favor right now, but they need to be mindful of that and be thinking, as that herd expands, what does that mean to them? How does that change their operation? What decision points do they need to make? How much money do they need to spend on replacement heifers? When is the time to start holding those back? Those are all great decisions that producer really needs to be thinking about for the long term. Other things that we've seen here. Yesterday morning, there was a gentleman talking about the use of AI, of artificial intelligence. Whether you think it's good or bad, it's here. We need to be looking of ways of how do we embrace that? What does that mean for our operation? What does it mean for our producers? Is there a way to use that technology to leverage into more efficiencies? Is it we're in a time where labor is hard to find. We have incredibly low unemployment still. And so is there a way that AI can be used to augment some processes somewhere to make that producer more efficient? I think what it is this industry is so dynamic, it requires pretty constant out-of-the-box thinking to be aware of what's around us, what are the opportunities, and what are the pitfalls. It requires an incredible amount of flexibility and critical thinking to run one of these operations.
I'm just wondering, there are obviously challenges here. Are you still excited about what the future holds, especially in Texas Panhandle, West Texas, just the Southern High Plains in general?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have an amazing resource. We have the right weather mix to feed cattle. We have the ability to grow an incredible amount of our feedstuffs, but we also know we have to rail in an incredible amount of corn. We understand that. The infrastructure is there. We have the producers, the facilities around us, and we have generations of producers that love this industry. And let's face it, not every nation in the world loves us, but what they do know is that we supply one of the safest and most reliable protein sources on the earth. And so I think there's a bit of a mandate to us as ag producers to continue that and be efficient with it, be good stewards of the resources given to us, make sure that we continue that legacy, and make sure that not only our domestic customers but our foreign customers know we can depend on U.S. beef to be safe and consistent.
Casey, it's always good to see you, and I always enjoy just kind of picking your brain on what you glean from these events. And again, whether it's a cattle industry event or a grain and row crop event, but we wish you the best in 2024.
Tony, thank you, and thank you for what you do, spreading the news about agriculture. You're a huge part of this as well, so thank you.
Thanks for the kind words. Casey Cook is with Capital Farm Credit, makes his home in Canyon. But we're in Orlando for the 2024 CattleCon Convention. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.